You're listening to SBS News.
Pope Francis has decried the barbarism of the killing of children and other civilians in Ukraine and pleaded for an end to the violence.
Abbiamo appena pregato la Vergine Maria.
We have just prayed to the Virgin Mary. This week, the city that bears the name of Mary, Mariupol, became a city martyred by the heartbreaking war that is devastating Ukraine. In front of this barbaric killing of children and innocent civilian people, there are no strategic reasons that hold up. There is just a reason to stop an unacceptable armed aggression before it turns cities into cemeteries.
In Israel, the Ukrainian and Russian flags were projected onto Jerusalem's old city walls on Sunday night. The projection also showed Hebrew writing, "He who makes peace in his high holy places," and "Waiting for you," a reference to Israel's prime minister's attempts to mediate between the Kremlin and Ukraine. Israel has walked a fine line in its response to the crisis. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has voiced support for the Ukrainian people, and the country has sent humanitarian aid to Ukraine. But Israel relies on Russia for security coordination in Syria. Israel's foreign minister, Yair Lapid, speaking after a meeting with his Romanian counterpart, took a stronger line than Mr. Bennett and called on Moscow to halt its attacks.
Like Romania, Israel condemns the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It's without justification, and we call on Russia to stop its firing and attacks and to resolve this conflict around the negotiating table. Israel will do all it can to help reach a peaceful solution. We're working in complete coordination with our ally, the United States, and with our European partners in order to try and end the violent tragedy as quickly as possible.
Meanwhile, at Britain's glitzy BAFTA Awards ceremony at London's Royal Albert Hall, Australian actress Rebel Wilson, hosting the event, received applause after raising her middle finger, a universal gesture of defiance to Vladimir Putin.
Luckily, though, in all sign languages, this is the gesture for Putin. Our thoughts are also, at this time, with the people afflicted by the conflict in Ukraine.
Many stars wore the yellow and blue colours of the Ukrainian flag, including US actress and West Side Story star Ariana DeBose.
Oh, I'm wearing yellow. It's a not only a nod to my character, but I stand with Ukraine. So I'm here celebrating and also just acknowledging that people are watching, and if you have platform, you use it to say things, to shine light, and that's what I intend to do.
BAFTA Chair Krishnendu Majumdar admitted it seems strange to be celebrating the entertainment industry while such a serious event as the Russian invasion of Ukraine was in progress. But he had a message from BAFTA's Ukrainian sister organisation.
We absolutely acknowledge that the world events at the moment, particularly BAFTA, condemns Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And we stand squarely with our fellow Ukrainian Film Academy, who we've been in touch with. And they've asked us to pass on a message to the world as well. They want Western journalists to keep reporting fairly and accurately. And many of those journalists are BAFTA members. So we applaud their courage and bravery. And we want that to continue, that it's really important to have fair, accurate journalism.
In Germany, up to 30,000 anti-war protesters demonstrated in support of Ukraine in Berlin. They were demanding that Russian President Vladimir Putin should end the invasion, and protester Helena Krass says it was important to show solidarity.
Above all, it's extremely important for Ukrainians to see that we will not forget them, not in 2 weeks and not after that. The other day I said to myself, this will become our Sunday activity. So be it. If we take to the streets every other Sunday for a year, that's okay too.
Alan Lee, SBS News.